Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women in the 18-wheelers, and our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang there. Appreciate you guys. And, of course, we've also got our friends hauling the tankers, the suicide jockeys, delivering gas and diesel and jet fuel to destinations so we can move along and people can fly any airplanes. And appreciate Tom doing that. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page is called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter, all the same way with the same handle, at Captain's America. And you can find us over on Instagram, too. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from Founders Code USA, founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, I'm going to go right to the phone line. We've had somebody waiting through the news to get on, so let's go over here to Mr. Iron Mike. Okay, Iron Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind, sir?
Okay, first of all, I like Biden. I'm Irish, but I am not an Irish bloviator. And three weeks before the election, on television, and I do not watch the Alphabet Network, so you can figure out the other three networks, I heard Biden say that he had the greatest election fraud organization in the history of America. He actually said that. And that in some network is in their archives, I'm sure. The other thing is that yesterday, Judge Jeanine, it was a rebroadcast on radio, and had Malcolm Forbes on, and he said that the Fed putting up interest rates right now is which way it is. And I really respect Malcolm Forbes. I've watched him for years.
You're talking about Steve Forbes? Magazine. Steve Forbes?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
He's a very brilliant man, but he said the Fed raising rates right now in this situation is a terrible mistake.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That's what I got, and I'll see you for lunch. But Denise is, I just wonder if she has the ability to find that out, you know. He did say that.
Well, I'll tell you who does, and that's the watchdog on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm. His character, he's done silly things all his life, but they say, you know, mm-hmm. that's just old Joe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway. Well, thank you there, Mr. Arm. I see you for lunch.
Okay, bye.
All right, yeah, I'll check with Chris Markowski about that because that's the stuff that he does. That's right up his alley. What did you think about what he said? I think I remember something about that, but I can't place what he said or how he said it.
if I'm not mistaken, actually I was thinking about this a little bit yesterday. It was the Washington Post or the New York Times or the Atlantic or one of them came out with a very long, detailed summary of the election and how it happened. And I remember it getting 2 or 3 days worth of airtime about how, you know, there was a team, and I forget who it was actually led by, but it was a team that made the assignments of some powerful people to do, you know, they all had their specific work ahead of them, in media and in state by state, in district by district, and in how processing votes and so forth would happen. And I think we tend to forget that one. It seems to me it may have been the Atlantic, but I could be wrong. I believe that may be what he's referring to. I don't think that Biden had enough sense, because remember, the guy wasn't even on a campaign trail. You know, he operated from his back patio with the doors open, and he never left his basement. And, you know, if he did show up someplace, remember, people weren't allowed to get out of their cars, and they would all kind of honk and whatnot. So there had to be other things that were happening. But I think he's, I think that's what he's referring to. But I believe it was described by an investigation done by one of the outlets, and it could have been the Atlantic or the New Yorker or something. I don't think it was a major paper, but I think we tend to forget that.
Yep. Well, here comes the music in my ear, so hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her website, see the articles she writes, sign up for the articles as she writes them and sends them out to you, and there you go. But we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. On the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Alrighty. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or Geico.com, spelled G-E-I-C-O, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. Now, they offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll insure all of those. But where you really save the money is when you lock in your homeowner's insurance or your renter's insurance, or maybe you've got a condo, your condo insurance, in with your other items, and you will save a bunch of money. You will save a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or get a hold of your local agent, your local Geico office, and see what they can do for you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you again.
Hello.
Now, in the real world in which we live in, I'm still trying to figure this out. Stephen Colbert and that crew that they sent there for his television show, and I guess it was all a farce, but the Secret Service didn't think it was a farce because they were in there after hours and they got themselves arrested. What was it, 9 of them?
Yeah, that wasn't Secret Service. It was Capitol Police.
Oh, okay. All right, Capitol Police then. So they arrested the Colbert crew, and I believe yesterday all the charges against them were dropped.
Yeah, so, and this was for trespassing.
Yep.
Now, let's remember that they went in there earlier in the day without credentials, and they were thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back after hours. And they were banging on doors. And, well, they had apparently asked for credentials, and they were denied credentials because they're not a news organization. It was for entertainment. So that's why they were denied credentials. But they came back, and they were banging on doors of mostly Republicans. I think it was Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think it was Kevin McCarthy. And a few others, Jim Jordan, and some phone calls were made because there were some staffers that were there, and they were arrested. So it was kind of like twice they were trespassing without credentials. But if you don't think that we have a fractured justice system, this proves it. Because of the charges on the nine people were dropped yesterday, because the prosecutor, which is a Biden nominee, prosecutor out of Washington, D.C., by the name of Matthew Graves, he's the one that decided to drop the charges. But he's also the one, too, that has brought charges against Steve Bannon. So he's very involved in January 6th, and this Colbert 9 was there to do a skit or film a skit or whatever it is they allegedly were going to do on January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got people sitting in a D.C. jail for a very, very, very long time.
Yep.
That are there for, and those, and the charges for many of them are just misdemeanors. Well, trespassing in Congress, in the halls of Congress, after hours without credentials is also trespassing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to anybody, that's sitting in a DC jail right about now, I hope that, there's some files for motions to dismiss and all these other kinds of things because we obviously have a two-standard system here. And I mean, that's just – that the whole thing just isn't right.
Well, you mentioned Steve Bannon, and Alan Dershowitz yesterday mentioned Steve Bannon, too, in the following sentence. He said, Steve Bannon has absolutely no chance of a fair trial.
That's right. He's absolutely, absolutely right. Just like John Durham wasn't going to get any kind of a decent outcome when it came to Sussman, because everybody on that jury was a Democrat. Some even, you know, worked for the campaign.
Yep, yep, and yep. All right, well. There are reports now coming out, even from the Democratic Party themselves, that Joe Biden's Saudi visit did more harm than good.
Well, from a reputational standpoint, that's true. There are virtually zero deliverables coming out of Israel, coming out of the West Bank, and coming out of Jeddah. The only thing that I guess you can say that he did was hand off a big fat check over to this Palestinian Authority, which are terrorists. So,
now, yeah. I think we need to mention Nancy Pelosi because her spokesman came out and said the speaker does not own any stocks. And she said, and then the spokesman said, as you can see from the required disclosures with which the speaker fully cooperates, the transactions that they were talking about with the husband making money from the semiconductor stocks, marked SP for spouse. Now, I beg to differ with somebody saying she owns no stocks.
Well, nobody's asked the question. as of this, especially after somebody in her office, not Nancy, but somebody in her office, concocted some kind of reply for the media. And that is, in the state of California, it is a community property state, meaning that a marriage, everything is jointly held.
Right.
So whatever her husband does, she owns it too.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Correct. And I totally agree with that one. Totally agree with
now,
that statement.
Let's go back to the Securities and Exchange Commission, because the Securities and Exchange Commission is, in fact, one that does the insider trading investigations, at least one of them, because the other one would be the Department of Justice, but we know where that's going to go. We just talked about it. We have this cat, Gary Gensler, who Biden put in to be the chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, if I'm not mistaken, his name rang a bell with me, and I'd have to go back a lot of years, but he was involved over, I think, at the Department of Justice during what we would know as Fast and Furious. So, yeah.
Okay, I got a comment here from Fred K. down in Fort Lauderdale. He says, Captain, do electric car drivers and sellers think that they can plug their car directly into the sun? Never hear any discussion about coal-fired power plants, and the caller that I had a good point about the gasoline tax. That's true. What happens to the gasoline tax? No gasoline. What are you going to do, charge them a mileage tax? Yep, that was discussed, wasn't it?
Well, I don't mind telling you that county parks across the country have necessarily been installing charging stations. So these people that drive electric cars and go someplace that's, you know, a county park, state park, or federal park, they get free juice on our dime.
Well, it wasn't free where it was Saturday where I saw it. It was $10 for a full charge for 4 hours.
Well, where I was, because I got a friend of mine who's had one for a long time, she gets to plug it in for free.
All righty. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day in the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out the stuff that she writes. Sign up for it on the website, FoundersCode.com, and you'll know what's going on when it's going on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The nation's top infectious disease expert sharing with CNN that he plans on retiring at some point between now and the end of the current presidential term.
I can't be in this job forever, and I don't anticipate I'll be in this job before the end, at the end of the first term of President Biden, which is January 2025.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he was responding to a reporter's question about whether he would stay on as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He's held that title since 1984 and has been in federal service overall for 54 years. Jury selection in the contempt of Congress trial of former President Trump advisor Steve Bannon will extend into a second day. Bannon was charged after refusing to cooperate with the 1-6 House Select Committee. He says he wants to testify now. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. By the way, get your questions ready. Bo will be in studio Thursday morning. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech, to be able to work on aircraft of all types and sizes, including helicopters and drones. Now, their website where you get it all started out at is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there and check out the website, see what they have to offer. And then when you do that, call the number 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Or if you want to take
a tour of each one and get a better idea of what you might be getting yourself into, you can do that too. Now, here's the deal. You'll be able to talk to students that are enrolled. You'll also be able to talk to instructors that are there. And you'll be able to talk to the financial people who will either, if you're a civilian, help you get the student loan, go through that process that you need to go through. Or if you're a veteran and you haven't used your benefits and you don't know how to do that, they'll help you apply for your GI benefits. And for that matter, if you're a veteran and you've used some of your veterans benefits before, but you've got some left and you don't know how much you got left, they'll tell you how that works, and then you use what you have left to get your schooling, and if you don't have enough, then you just get the standard loan for the rest, and you're in Lake Flynn. But at any rate, it all starts with that telephone call, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses and learn what it's like to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, the Navy yesterday took it out on a vice admiral and two dozen others who were punished for their actions in the USS Bonhomme Richard fire. That was the amphibious assault ship that was in dry dock in San Diego that they were working on, that a seaman torched, set fire to, and destroyed the ship. Now, the Navy announced that it disciplined more than two dozen service members for their roles in the July 2020 fire that destroyed the amphibious assault ship Bonhomme Richard in San Diego in the dry dock. Unbelievable. By the way, the Air Force is encouraged by successful back-to-back tests of a key hypersonic weapons program, but hasn't yet decided how to proceed once it moves beyond the middle-tier acquisition phase, according to a top acquisition official who said that yesterday. Now, a Texas National Guard soldier assigned to Operation Lone Star, the state's controversial mission at the U.S.-Mexican border, died of a pulmonary blood clot, according to a source familiar with the incident and documents obtained by the Army Times. And to that we say, he will be missed. He or she will be missed. Because we don't know if it was a man or a woman. By the way, in 2023, troops are poised to receive pay raises and inflation bonuses, expanded child care, contraceptive coverage, paid moving expenses for pets, and other support under the House version of the defense policy legislation for 2023 during that fiscal year. So they're going to get quite an increase. Also, the National Guard program that pairs up states with partner countries for training needs to improve its record keeping. This, according to the recommendations from a government accountability office in their report that was released yesterday. Now, the Marines in Okinawa are a unique group. I passed through there once, not as a Marine, but just passed through there in some R&R. The Marines on Okinawa are ready to test a 3D printing unit in shipping containers made to drop into austere locations like jungles to fill the supply line gaps. That could be interesting. That could be very interesting. And we got the Chinese all upset again for a different reason yesterday. A U.S. guided missile destroyer steamed past a disputed island chain in the South China Sea, the second such operation meant to challenge the excessive maritime claims in the region by the Chinese. And, you know, one of these times the Chinese are just liable to take a shot one of our vessels doing this. They're just liable to do that. We'll see. And more than 100 Syracuse, New York-based National Guard soldiers are headed to Germany to help train the Ukrainian military. I wonder if I know any of those guys. I might. See if I can find out something for you. Maybe we can talk to them. I've done that before when units have gone overseas and they're accessible. We'll have to find out if they're accessible first. By the way, the House approved $100 million in funding to train Ukrainian pilots to use U.S. aircraft as part of the National Defense Authorization Act that passed 329-101 this week. That's news. We'll see how that works out. Russia is preparing for the next Ukraine offensive in the face of new Western weapons that they're now looking at. Russia's preparing for the next stage of its offensive in Ukraine, as a Ukrainian military official said, after Moscow said its forces would step up military operations in all operational areas, and now the Ukraine has got some new weapons of their own to counter. And as Russia runs low on drones, Iran has stepped in. The potential delivery of hundreds of Iranian drones is coming soon to replenish the fleet that suffered steep losses in the war in Ukraine. Now, something else going on there when you talk about losses. Tanks. Russian tanks are being literally picked off when they get out in the open. They can't seem to, the Russians that is, they can't seem to defend them adequately. So as a result, the drones and or the aircraft that the Ukrainian have are having a bit of a field day going after the Russian tanks because they're exposed for the most part. And to that, I say kudos to the Ukrainians for being able to hit something. Maybe they'll get lucky and we won't have to do a lot of extra stuff over there. But it kind of sounds like as if we're getting ready to maybe give them some aircraft if we're letting them train in our aircraft to begin with. I could be wrong, but that's what it sounds like. Okay, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and boy, do we have a bunch of financial stuff to talk about with him. Don't go anywhere. I will be coming right back, and Kathy is going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. Before I get to my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I will need to let you know that the segment is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, the Moss Acura dealership here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue. Now, the Moss Acura dealership is located directly next door to the Nissan dealership on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And what's amazing to me is how they get customers from all around the country. And I do mean all around the country, upper Midwest, East Coast, out west, as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And I think one of the reasons is because of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, current and retired, and church pastors too, get a tremendous deal afforded them via Moss Family Automotive and Moss Acura. Now, you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, tire rotations, free oil changes for the life of the vehicle. And keep in mind, they're a family-owned business, and they love our nation's heroes. So, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Set up an appointment, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. All right, and joining us right now, we have the watchdog on Wall Street himself,
Mr. Chris Markowski. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
How's the world treating you up there?
Oh, it's not so bad. So I'm still running around a lot this time of year with chasing kids for lacrosse tournaments and whatnot. So.
Yeah, I was thinking that the other day. Now, do you ever get down here with them?
Usually in the wintertime. Now's a little too hot that you have tournaments down there.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, you get down here, we'll go over to Mission Barbecue. Now, there's a couple of – I'm going to go pretty much financial with you today for a couple of reasons. It doesn't look pretty from what I'm looking at here. Home builder sentiment and the Apple report is sending shudders through the economy because of the fact that, according to the National Association of Home Builders Index, things have dropped off even lower than what they were last month when they had lower numbers. Now they're lower yet, and it doesn't look good. What do you think's going on?
Well, listen, I mean, this is not unexpected. I mean, you have mortgage rates come up like they did, and, you know, people being a little bit more leery in regards to going out and buying these homes, and they were priced at a certain level. And, you know, the builders, you know, again, they've got to get their costs down based upon supply chain stuff. So, of course, there's a disconnect right now. You know, certain prices of materials have come down to some degree, and we need to see that continue. But, you know, the home builder's sentiment is down simply because, guess what, they're not going to be able to, you know, charge as much for homes. That's just the reality of the situation. This has happened before, and it'll happen again. I mean, I've got a lot of people that I know that are in that business, and I've been telling them for a while, and I'm getting text messages. You're right, Chris, about the softening in the market. It's really softening up. I'm like, yeah, of course it is. It was happily absurd for a period of time. There was a new building going up down in Sarasota, Florida, and this is like a high rise, and I think that the lowest price building was close to $4 million.
Good Lord.
That's absurd. I mean, there's how many multi-millionaires are going to be able to afford that? It's just crazy. Got out of control.
Yeah. Be a lot of empty suites in there, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the CNBC All-American Economic Survey, not by any chance of the imagination conservative, correct?
CNBC. No, CNBC, if for any NBC platform, that would be its most conservative.
All right. Well, let's see what you think of this. Joe Biden's economic approval rating has dropped 5 points from April down to 30%. Now, it's lower than the lowest points of both Donald Trump when he was at 41% and Barack Obama when he was at 37%, broken down by political affiliation. Biden's economic actions are supported only by 6% of Republicans, 25% of independents, and 58% of Democrats, which is a very low number for his own party.
The only thing that surprised me about that survey is how high his numbers actually are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you gotta be a real true believer out there to think that this guy's actually, you know, doing a good job based upon what's going on. I mean, it's nuts at this point.
They're trying to give him every benefit of the doubt, but I keep hearing from people that want to talk that are Democrats that he is definitely on his way out the door. They're just trying to figure out how to do it. And then you got somebody like this, Brian Deese. You know who he is?
Yeah, he's the chief economic guy.
Quote, the United States is in a better position than any other country in the world right now. Really?
Again, that's the old saying. You're the nicest house in a bad neighborhood. You know, it's hard to get your arms around statements like that because, yeah, Europe is not doing – obviously, Europe's in a worse situation based upon their energy reliance on Russia and what they have to do and what's going on there. But to think that, you know, to come and make that statement, we're in a better position than any place in the world, I don't know about that. But again, if that position, no matter what, is still tenuous, what does that mean?
So Joe Biden came back from Saudi. He talked about oil. Oil went up $2 a barrel the day he showed up. This morning it's up $5 a barrel. And they're blaming it on China's lockdown lunacy this time, not the Biden Saudi trip.
Yeah, well, the more I'm hearing about the Biden Saudi trip, the more I'm like, oh my God, this is what a joke. I mean, great op-ed today in the Wall Street Journal, comparing this trip to Neville Chamberlain going to visit Hitler. They just complete screw up. We got absolutely nothing out of this at all. Your president again is sticking his foot in his mouth, talking about what was said at a meeting, even though somebody said it wasn't said at a meeting. And you don't even know, because I don't think the guy can really trust his memory at this point in time. But until we kick up the refining capacity and do the things that are necessary here in this country, you're going to continue to see these swings in oil.
So Joe Manchin rejected the minimum tax on the multinational companies, and right away the Biden administration is throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at him and saying that he's a turncoat and he's working against Joe Biden and he's trying to upset the apple cart. What's going on here?
Well, I want to kind of explain this to everybody. The Democrats are always saying that corporations are colluding and working together to keep prices up. This is collusion. You get a bunch of countries coming out and saying, we're not going to lower our taxes any more than this amount. Now, if anybody did that in the private sector, okay, it's illegal. It's illegal. You can't do that in the private. It's collusion. Let's say if all the burger companies in the country came out and said, McDonald's and Burger King and In-N-Out, all the burger companies said, you know what, we're not going to charge any less than this amount. It's illegal. But that's what they wanted to do with all these countries, saying that they weren't going to go below a 15% corporate tax, minimum tax. And again, I knew that this was going to get busted up, because certain countries out there, they may say that they're going to jump on board, but they're not going to do that. Ireland had so many companies move to Dublin during the Obama administration, when we had the highest corporate tax rate in the world. It benefits you. Well, they call it this race to the bottom. Shouldn't they have a race to the bottom when it comes to taxes? Don't we want to lower taxes? Isn't that a good thing for everyone out there? Again, the whole thing was stupid, and I knew the thing wouldn't go through.
Now, you live on Long Island, right?
Uh-huh.
I was watching a story on a New York station where officials from Long Island in New York were talking about the patrol boats they were using, the drones, the helicopters, to keep an eye on the ocean waters and step up the public outreach and watch for sharks, because there were some shark attacks and this, that, and the other. And while they were filming this thing, a 17-foot-long great white shark came alongside a 22-and-a-half-foot boat and just kept on swimming. It made the boat look very little.
That's a good-sized shark. I mean, that's a big shark. 17-and-a-half-foot.
Great white shark, yep.
They're in the water. They're there. They're off Cape Cod. They're in Long Island. The shark attacks that have been on Long Island have been smaller sharks, and I think there were juveniles there, so... you might want to stay away from some of those great whites.
Yep, very much so. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that he has to offer, Watchdog on Wall Street. And he's heard on many of these same stations on the weekend show that he has. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.